$692 in the secret sound in 20 minutes.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
Topics are brought to you by the Wheatland Bank. Steve, now with an update on Walmart bags.
Ooh, this is very good stuff. So,
breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. Ashley just sent me a message on Facebook that said, hey, they just got new bags yesterday.
Whoa, nice effort.
The ones that Kevin was talking about were handles that would just break and rip. We got new ones that have braided handles and are a little more sturdy.
I have seen those.
Hallelujah.
Braided ones. Yeah, they do look like that because it looks kind of like a rope.
Is Ashley a delivery person? Do we know?
She said, yes, she is a delivery person.
Also, God bless you, Ashley. Mm-hmm. I always try to tip you guys
Kevin.
Well.
Yeah.
And I will continue to. I feel so bad that you had to use those bags for a while. That was dumb.
Yeah. Also, a suggestion off the text line. If you are a delivery driver, you just invest in some of those totes, like tote bags, and then you would just put the other bags in them, and then you could like take them to the door and then take them out, and they wouldn't rip. That's not a bad idea.
Well, what I've started thinking about doing, but I know it would disappear probably, is putting my – I have like a hand truck – with like a,
you have a what?
Platform on it? A hand truck? Do you know what that is?
No.
Dolly?
Oh, okay.
Do you know what a dolly is?
Yeah, yeah.
The little things that you play with in the bathtub? Too much? Too far.
Dagger eyes, Kevin. Dagger eyes.
Too true.
I went too far.
Too true.
I'm sorry, Steve.
You took it too far.
That was not funny.
Never heard
Nobody
the term,
laugh at that.
Never heard the term. Never heard the term. Never heard the term hand truck being from the Midwest, Kevin.
Is that right, Jay?
I think it's a regional thing. I think dolly is all it was ever called growing up.
A dolly.
Oh, so it's a dolly. Okay.
A hand truck.
Yeah. I got you.
What else do they call it?
Two-wheeler.
Cart. A movie.
Ooh,
I have one that has a platform on it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know.
And I thought
you
about
mean.
Just setting that out there. Then they could set all the groceries on it.
Yeah,
Is that the four-wheel one, Kev? The one that you can lay down or stand up?
Yeah,
or
but that's only beneficial to me, really.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
What they need...
It would also get stolen.
They need like a wagon or something where they just put all the groceries in and bring them to your door.
Well, that wouldn't work for the stairs.
It wouldn't. Good point. But it could get you to the stairs.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. What do you call that thing?
Hand truck.
Hand truck.
Yeah.
Huh.
You ever have one of those folding ones, Kevin? Did you ever see the folding hand truck?
Jay, I've tried a lot of them.
Yeah, I bet.
I've gone to ones that are built specifically for like DJ stuff.
Yeah.
Where they're like called like a rock and roll cart or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Rock and roll cart.
They fold up pretty good.
Mm,
you
that's
can
something.
Stick stuff. Do you know what else they have on them that is brilliant?
I'm going to say espresso bar.
So they go up a little higher, like the handle. And then on the other end, they also have a handle, like a rail.
You're saying it lays flat, but then on both sides is a handle?
Yes.
So you can push it or pull it on it
and stuff doesn't fall off.
I've seen that before.
Yeah. Is it better than the hotel cart?
Oh, yeah, because they actually steer.
That is the craziest steering I've ever seen. And if you're not doing it the right way, if you have the steering wheels on the wrong end, you're just bashing it into the wall.
That's so true.
I mean, you're just like...
I used one. We had one this weekend. Steve, you helped do stuff. I don't know if you got to push the cart.
The hotel cart? Did you have the hotel cart?
Oh, yeah, they don't trust me with that.
They don't steer well.
They don't.
But no, they put a bag over the handles... So they slip a bag over the handle, and so then on the outside, you then have storage to put stuff.
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
It's brilliant.
Whoa,
it's a really
idea.
Good idea.
Yeah, I love that.
This reminds me of something. Have you guys ever done this or seen this? At a grocery store, you're doing your shopping cart thing, and you put you get like a 12-pack of whatever, like the plastic ones. And you slide the bottles on the sides.
Yeah, so half it's in, half it's out.
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah, half of the 12-pack would be on the inside of the cart and half would be on the outside of the cart because you use the side of the cart as the carrier.
As like a divider too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a carrier or as a divider. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Have you seen that, Kev?
No, I'm not following this at all.
Okay. It's wild. I first saw this like 5 or 6 years ago
yeah.
and was like, whoa.
Wait, so...
Are we it might talking- be easier to imagine it with a six-pack. A six-pack of bottles. Let's say a six-pack of bottles.
Yes, yeah. I got it now. You hang one on the inside, hang one on the outside.
Correct.
Yeah. The, okay, yeah. I've got it.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like a 12-pack.
Like in a cardboard box. Case.
I'm like, what are we talking about?
No. Like the plastic bottles. Yeah, yeah. Have you seen
them? I've never seen them. That's great because it also then stops them from squishing anything else. Right?
Kevin, our buddy Jerry, who runs a grocery store, said, I hate when they do that. I have a feeling that they probably end up falling. Yeah, they stuff doesn't hold. So, Steve, don't do that at Jerry's store.
Well, no, I
said don't do it.
I mean, I won't. But someone was like filling my cart.
Oh, they did it for you?
And they did that.
Oh, this, wow.
When I was living down in Florida, so I guess it was more than 5 years.
It wasn't at Jerry's store.
And I was like, I feel like flying an airplane or
oh, that had to bother you because you did not think that was safe, did you?
I was a little worried when it first happened.
You were worried? Yeah, heck yeah. That's weird. Hmm. Also, Jerry, did you get any of the treats that my wife brought your sons or no? Just curious. We walked down there at like...
Wait, who are you talking to? You talking to Jerry now?
Yeah, Jerry.
He's talking to Jerry. This is a special show for Jerry,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, okay. Jerry's my neighbor Jerry. He runs a grocery store and his son had a birthday. Uh-huh. And my wife brought treats to that son, and then he has another son, and that son didn't get any, so then she made more treats, and then we walked him down to his house at 9:30 last night.
Oh, wow.
To make sure that Cole got some treats as well.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. That is nice.
And now you're trying to find out if Jerry...
He did. He said yes.
Not a boy.
Okay, good job. Great diabetic food, he said. There you have it. I'm glad you guys got it instead of us. I don't need any more.
Yeah, you're done with it?
Yeah, it was a lot of baking this week.
That's how your wife gets through stressful situations?
I don't know. Maybe.
Keeps her busy?
Yesterday I just said, and why now? And she goes, well, because Ryan got treats. Cole didn't get any treats because those are for Ryan's birthday. I go, well, then bring Cole treats on his birthday.
Right, that seems to make sense.
Cole needs treats now. So I was like, okay. I mean, I like Cole. He's a good dude. So I guess.
Yeah, they both had to get treats.
So everybody gets treats. The whole neighborhood just gets stuff.
But now she's committed to getting...
It's a lot of pressure.
Ryan treats on Cole's birthday.
for sure.
100% yeah. She is.
Pandora's box.
I know. Mm. Tell me about it.
That is very tricky. That's a lot going on.
We've discussed it, Kevin.
Ashley, thanks for the email and letting us know that Walmart is now getting
new bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is very good news.
Yeah, braided and sturdier.
And Steve got to learn what a hand truck is. What a great day so far.
Yeah, I knew what it was.
I didn't know that term.
I had never heard that name for it. I didn't know it had a name other than Dolly. Just a different type of
Dolly. They call it that too?
I guess it could be a utility cart. Yeah, I don't see why not. Why not? Why are you laughing?
Nothing. Nothing. You're fine. We're educating.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I hate.
What is it there? Seriously.
Oh wow! You actually threw it.
I mean,
Kevin James.
Why does she talk all the time now?
It drives me crazy.
Purposely don't have that in my life.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Whoa.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
What was the last thing you ruined for yourself?
I don't know.
Well, I know that sounds like a weird question. But I just did something so stupid, and I know better. I used to do this all the time. I was scrolling through our prep material, as we call it,
mm-hmm.
Where stuff that we look at for the show or whatever, and I was scrolling through, and I was just like nervously clicking on headlines. Like, I would just scroll through, and I would read like,
I don't know why you do that.
And I'd click, and I go down, and I click,
and it doesn't open anything.
What's that?
It doesn't open anything.
It opens a story.
It opens the story?
Yeah.
If you click on the headlines, is the story... I mean, I might be thinking of a different site.
Yeah, so this is the little morning scoop thing, we call it.
Mm.
And like it says, MTV's Video Music Awards sets 2024 date. And I click on it, and it says, that'll happen September 10th.
Okay.
And then you click on another one. And so I just nervously, like, click on them up and down, up and down, because I like to watch it go up and down.
I've seen it. I don't know.
Okay, so it's kind of dumb. I just,
yes.
And I was doing it, and I just did it on Survivor results.
Oh, man.
Which I did not watch last night. And I used to do this all the time. where I would spoil the show for myself.
Yeah.
I did not get a chance to watch it last night, and now I know who got voted off.
Yeah, that's smart.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
Well, we don't say it in case somebody else.
Here is the Masked Singer results.
No.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Oh, man.
Ah, why did I do that?
It's a great question.
What was the last thing you did? You ever spoil or ruin something?
I only
for
know
yourself?
One, and it wasn't me that did it. It was a Gonzaga game that I was going to watch, and it was one. This was a few years back, and it was one of those. I was very excited. It was supposed to be a great game. It was one of those mid-season, you know, you play somebody out of your conference type deals, and I had really gone to great lengths to not have my phone and all that.
Jay, with sports, with Gonzaga, you have to try really hard not to see it.
Yeah, and I had done a great job, and then I had stopped at a buddy's house, and I went in, and his son was there, and his son like immediately blurted out, "Man, that was crazy. I can't believe we ended up with that last-second win," or whatever it was, and I was like, bro.
Innocent mistake.
No, I mean, it's not his
fault.
And
you just go,
yeah, I was like, well, cool, thanks.
Like you have to walk in and say, no one say a word about
Gonzaga. I should have. 100% should have said that. Yeah, I think that was the last thing that got
ruined.
That
stinks. Steve, do you ever do this to yourself?
I feel like it happens a lot with sports games, yeah.
Especially if you're just trying to delay the, if you're trying to watch it on, and you end up behind or whatever the case might be.
So now here's a question. Like with Survivor, I now know who got voted off.
Mm-hmm.
You had enough time to read it? As well?
Well, it's right there.
It just literally says their name.
Yeah, it says so-and-so. Yeah.
Blank went home last night.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah.
Yeah, there's like seven words.
And then it's like you hope that you didn't read it right.
Yeah, blank was voted out.
So now I will still watch the show.
No,
once it's spoiled for you, do you still watch it?
I still do. No, okay. I still watch it. I enjoy watching it, otherwise I wouldn't watch it. Mm-hmm. So the outcome doesn't necessarily...
It is different sometimes where you go, you know, like Zags are down by 12 right now, but I'm not worried because I know.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
I know we're going to win.
Sometimes it enhances the viewing.
It does.
It can take away. It can take away the stress.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I go in search of spoilers sometimes, depending on what it is, I guess.
Like, really? Like for, like, let's say American Idol or something where you're like, I want to see who they say is going to win or whatever the case might be.
Mm-hmm.
Or who got voted off because it's East Coast and we can't even vote.
Yep. Twitter's a good place.
Yeah. Wow. So you
it's
just
fun,
like,
Steve. You just go and
like
look
to cheat
for
the
spoilers.
Process. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. I'm very impatient.
My wife will do that with like the CMA Awards, you know, because it's always like, you know, it's always already over someplace else. And she was like, I don't know. I just want to, I'll still watch
wait.
It because I'm enjoying the event, but I want to see who won. And then she always bets with me. She's like, I'm going to bet Luke Bryan wins for this. I'm like, no way Luke Bryan wins. And then she's all of a sudden, the winner is Luke Bryan. She just looks at me and she just smiles. I'm like, what? Put your phone down. Cheater, pumpkin eater.
Very coy.
Guys, Secret Sound in about 2 minutes.
It is time.
You know, speaking of time, Kevin, this morning, I got a notification from Amazon and it said so-and-so will be delivering your package. And it had a picture of the guy and everything. And this was at 4:40 this morning.
Okay.
And it said, so-and-so will be delivering your package within 30 minutes or something like that. I was like, what? And then he did. At 5:05, I got the notification that multiple notifications that, you know, my delivery friend had dropped off the package. I was like, whoa, I had no idea they delivered at that hour. Did you know they delivered at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Started. Yeah, no, I do not know.
Well, and he had to go get it unless he like had it at his house and just like dropped it off on the way to work.
Jay, I don't know how early. I mean, obviously 5 a.m.
That shocked me. I mean, apparently they must get to the place at 4 and load up and then.
Well, also, you're underestimating who it is. You said it was an Amazon package?
Yeah.
Well, Amazon knows your schedule. They know what time you get up. They know what time you shower. They know what time you do stuff. They're like, this man needs a package by 5 a.m. before he leaves.
It was something for my dog, and I didn't need it. So, yeah.
So they know. That's why they do it.
Gosh, thank you to them. Appreciate that. I text my wife. I'm like, that was just a delivery at the front door. She's like, what?
What?
Are you kidding me right now? Should I bake him something?
Yes, please.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Would you want to go to a party?
Kevin James.
I don't need to.
on the big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's time for Jay and Kevin's
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
Morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Very, very good. Glad to hear it. Any big plans for the day? Maybe a head outside, do something fun?
Unfortunately, stuck working.
Working, yeah. That's all right. I mean, you...
Sorry, I threw up my mouth a little bit there.
Wow.
So I couldn't talk for a second. Oh,
no.
Work.
No. No, 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 no. And no, Kevin. It's terrible. Eric, have you been keeping up on the wrong guesses?
I have.
Okay,
yeah.
Very, very good. That helps. That steers you in the right direction. If you haven't been keeping up on the wrong guesses, you can go to the big999coyotecountry.com and see them right there. It's a very, very simple process. Let's see what we're playing for this time.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is...
Are you okay, Kev?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Need a drink?
$692.
$692. That'd be a nice little Thursday present, I would think. All right, let's see how we do here, Eric. Here it comes. Pay close attention.
Here's the secret sound.
Eric, for $692, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
Is it a date stamp?
Like on a postage meter kind of thing. Is that what you're thinking?
Right.
Date stamp. Dang it. Incorrect, but you know what? That means the jackpot's going to grow. We're also going to qualify you for a $100 gift card just for playing the game. Eric, thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate it, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day, buddy. Hope you don't throw up in your own mouth. I meant to say that before you hung up.
Maybe a hint tomorrow?
Tomorrow, first hint coming tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep. Friday crew's going to give a hint tomorrow. So just be aware and be ready for it. Tomorrow, your first hint for the secret sound. And, I mean, obviously the value is going to go up, right? Because somebody got it wrong?
Absolutely.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
$701.
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the big999coyotecountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
Kevin's Clip of the Day. Clip of the Day brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. There are rumors now that the two are potentially getting married.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of talk about
that.
Isn't
that something?
And this is exclusive audio.
Okay.
That you will only hear on the Jay and Kevin Show. Is exclusive.
Wow, thank you,
Producer
Kevin.
Producer Steve got his dirty little fingers on it. Mm-hmm. And
Don't you be talking about my fingers?
We should now... Mm. Be playing. We're the only place you're going to hear this. It's audio of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift talking about a prenup.
Oh.
I think that I would like you to sign a prenuptial agreement.
A prenup?
Yeah. What's so funny?
You don't have any money. I make more money than you do. Yeah, give me the papers, I'll sign them.
That's exclusive audio.
Exclusive audio. I do find it a little bit odd that, you know, with the whole conversation thing, that they do it in front of a crowd of people like that.
With the laugh track.
What?
Yeah.
I thought those were.
It is odd.
Huh? Wow.
Oh, man, that is prenups or something.
I make more money than you. Yeah, give me the paper. I'll sign it. Okay, yeah.
I'm a billionaire.
I've made more in 1 month than you probably make your whole life. Yeah.
Oh, man. And the guy's not doing bad. He's no, he's pretty good, fine. Old Travis Kelce.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, you're no Taylor.
What's Travis Kelce's net worth? Let's find out, shall we?
Yeah, boy. I would guess it to be around.
Oh, wow.
$30 million?
That's right on the money.
Is that okay?
Literally.
What right is Taylor's net worth?
Probably more.
I think.
Did she just make the billion?
I think
billion?
She just hit the billion. Speaking of a billion with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, 1.1.
1.1 billion.
Just a quick reminder for those who maybe aren't the best at math.
Yeah.
0.1 billion. How much is that, Kevin?
0.1 is, that's 100 million. That's so stupid. It's not even, I can't understand
it. Just to kind of keep everybody on track.
Yeah. That 0.1
is more than he has.
It's three times more than what you've done, Travis. Yeah. A prenup?
Yeah, I'll sign it.
What are you, new?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind 0.1 billion if anybody's asking.
Yeah, I'll take it too.
Oh, by the way, what are the lotteries up to? I think one of them's up pretty high, isn't it?
0.1 billion.
Is that right? That'd be great.
No, I'm just.
$149 million for the Powerball.
That's not bad.
That's nothing. I can't live on that.
The other stat.
Oh, Mega Millions, $228 million. There you go.
Okay.
About a billion. Taylor Swift, first artist in history to have her Tortured Poets Department album.
Hard name to
with
say.
1 billion streams in 1 week on Spotify.
Whoa.
1 billion?
1 billion.
In 1 week.
In a week?
And what's her deal with Target?
I don't know. Oh, does she have an exclusive with Target?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something exclusive. I did see something about that, Jay. I don't know it. Also, the weird thing.
You don't know it about the poet?
I don't know it. The other thing that she did over the weekend that was wild was on TikTok.
Okay.
Every time you would go on TikTok, in the upper left-hand corner was a little round logo of Taylor Swift. And if you clicked on it, it would take you to her album. Or you could just close it. But it was like every single TikTok video had that on there.
I see,
so
yeah.
Like she must have just bought the entire. It was weird. I'd never seen that. And I was like, well, that's some pretty good advertising. There's no missing that.
Yeah.
She rented TikTok.
That's basically what it was.
Also, I saw this on a webpage the other day, and I thought this, I had never seen it before, but I was sort of intrigued by it, where right under the headline of the story that I was looking to read, it had the amount of time that it takes to read it.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I had seen that. I have seen that.
You've
before,
You've seen
it?
Jay. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, where they're like, this is a 5-minute read.
Yes.
I always think the same thing. For who? I mean, how do they find that out?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What was that? MapQuest? Oh, what was it?
Oh, yeah, MapQuest.
Yeah, MapQuest.
MapQuest is still a thing.
Kevin James.
Still great for trips.
Is it?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, let's do them. Steve, you can kick it off here. What's your final thought, my friend?
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Gosh, I don't know what's wrong with you.
What?
Have you heard that before, Kevin?
No.
Yeah.
For real? You haven't heard that either?
No.
Oh, what?
No.
Basically, like a hand truck to me.
No, people say that. It's a thing.
What do they say?
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Of course I've heard it, Steve, but never from a man.
I'd actually never heard it. And I think it was Jim Diamond that said it yesterday, and I turned around, and I looked at him, I go, what? And he goes, Steve said that to me the other day. And I was like, no, he didn't. And he goes, yeah, he did. I was like, huh.
Huh.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, peace out, Girl Scout. I've definitely heard it, Steve, but I mean, it's not...
Not from a grown man to another grown man?
I don't think so.
It's more of a... It's always like a joking thing, though.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
I get it.
I don't see anything wrong with it. You see something wrong with it?
What?
Is that what you're saying?
Can I ask a question? Is there a reason why we don't say peace out, Boy Scout?
Good question, Kevin.
To boys, and peace out, Girl Scout, to girls.
Oh,
great question. I do enjoy it.
I don't know.
Yeah, take that, Steve.
I'll change it.
Sometimes I'll just say, see ya.
Oh,
because
that's it. That seems kind of lame.
Boy Scouts don't get any love. They don't have cookies.
They don't.
They don't have the peace out saying. They really get no love.
All right, well then, all right, fine.
Do they sell?
Well, they sell popcorn, I thought.
Oh, is that what they sell?
Boy Scout popcorn?
I don't think. Yeah,
well,
they
you know how popular that is. All the Boy Scouts out in front of the store. I just never see it. Not like Girl Scout
that's
cookies.
That's a good point.
Right?
Boy Scouts have been a fixture in American culture since 1910. Still, many people only see Boy Scouts once a year when they come to door-to-door selling popcorn.
Oh, door-to-door. That's tough.
Yeah. They still do that?
Trails in popcorn. I'm looking at it now.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of them selling popcorn?
I have not. I feel bad now.
Yeah. I was a Boy Scout and I don't remember it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think we sold anything.
Clearly you weren't successful, Boy Scouts.
Final thoughts.
Peace out, Boy Scouts.
That's what I said after like 1 year.
See. Do you know why the Boy Scouts don't sell cookies?
Well, they don't want a competition, right? I mean.
Well, yeah, I'm reading it right now. I'm reading about the Boy Scout cookies and, you know, how Boy Scout cookies, Boy Scout popcorn.
Yeah.
And then it's pretty expensive, but of course, you know, it's for a good cause, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it says here they do not sell Boy Scout cookies because nobody wants BS on their cookies. All right, final thought. Tomorrow, I'm bringing popcorn in for the Friday crew. Does that sound like a fun idea?
Popcorn?
Yeah.
Just for breakfast?
Yeah, I might bring something else in tomorrow, too, but I for sure I'm going to do some popcorn.
I like
wanted it
yeah.
today, and then I didn't bring it in, and so I was like, you know what? Tomorrow, I'll bring it in. The Friday boys, they like popcorn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'll get the vacuum and be ready at about 10:05.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Jay. Either that or we can put paper down.
For breakfast?
Popcorn for breakfast, man.
Yeah, I still don't
Do you
know
want me to
this.
Bring cinnamon and sugar? Because people have said that's delicious.
No, I would. I think I would eat popcorn plain before I would have cinnamon and sugar with it for breakfast.
It feels like it might be kind of like a churro.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, Jay. It's the same concept.
You think so?
Who doesn't like that?
You a
like
corn churro.
Yeah, a corn churro.
Which I still think would be good.
I think it'd be good, too.
I did the other day where my granddaughter had some popcorn, and she had the Old Maids left over, and she had them in a bowl.
Okay.
And she was carrying them around, and she's like, hi, do you want to buy some of this corn from a little girl?
Oh, my
and
gosh.
She's got a great imagination. She just walks around. She's like, corn for sale, corn for sale. And I'm like, you know what we could do with that? I go, do you want to pop it? And she's like, in the microwave? I go, no, what if we put it in a pan and we popped it?
Mm-hmm.
The old-fashioned way.
Yeah. Did it work?
Oh, of course it did.
Yeah.
And she was fascinated by it because you get to watch the popcorn just turn from a kernel and
then boom, it just blow up like boom. It popped way up
high. Yeah, they're great. Yeah. And so it was very fun. And I've realized, yeah, I need to do popcorn that way once in a while.
Like the old school way.
Yep. Just throw it on a pan and do it.
You should get one of those, what are those called? Air poppers?
Air poppers, yeah. Everybody used to have one of those, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Hand trucks?
We have one of those air poppers. That's how my wife does, like, when she does the seasonal popcorn, like, it's green for St. Patrick's Day. And she puts all that, whatever that stuff is that's on there, that makes it sugary.
Sugar?
Final thoughts.
Corn syrup? Is that it?
Sure, Kevin, I don't know. Sugar, I think, might be the right answer. I actually don't know.
Something makes it sugary? You mean sugar? I mean,
you just kind of just cut right to the chase there, didn't you? Well, that's sugar, moron. I don't know, Kevin. Good grief.
Good grief.
I'm going to tell you what I do know is I had one of these granola bars today, and it wasn't great. I didn't even know what brand it was. It's just I wasn't excited about it, and I took it out of my backpack, and I grabbed it, and I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to eat something. At some point, you'll eat.
You just need
something. I could have eaten my phone at that point. It would have been worthwhile.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, so I took it out, and I turned around to grab my coffee mug, and I've done this thing now where I've started putting honey in my coffee. And I looked at that honey, and I thought, huh, if I take that granola bar out, and I just put honey on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it saved the day.
That's going to make it so
much
better.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. Suddenly, I was like, well, who cares what At that point, it was just a vehicle for the honey.
Right. It's just like an edible honey spoon.
Right. Just like the popcorn is a vehicle for the cinnamon and sugar.
Yes, it is.
Like when maybe you have like a tortilla and you put cinnamon and sugar on it or whatever else you do. I mean, honey and a granola bar, I'm telling you what, if you have one of those dry cardboard tasting granola bars and you want to jazz that thing up, hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
Hello. Hello, honey.
Jazz that thing up.
Jazzy. You know what? That should be the name of the honey. Jazz that thing up.
That's not bad.
What do you think of that, Kevin?
I just don't understand how you had that on a bar, though, and aren't sticky.
I was very, very careful. Yeah, I didn't even have to wash my hands. It was weird because I was like, I thought I was going to have it everywhere, too, and I was doing the slow squeeze on there. Yeah.
I'll have honey and then like 3 days later find it somewhere. Like,
in your hair.
Why do I have honey there?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.